when I first became a Christian, me and Janelle went to this church, and I don't know, they kind of had this new believers thing, where you went to these classes, you learn more about Jesus, and, you know, your walk with Christ, and it was all good and well. But then we came to this scripture. Like, what? In some versions, there's ought to, says must. Whoever says, I abide in him, must walk the way that Jesus walked. And I hated that word, walk. I went in my private jet plane. No, I hated that word, must. I mean, because you have no choice when it says must, right? I mean, if you're a follower of Jesus, you must walk as he walks. Well, I use the New Revised Standard Version because it's closer to the literal translation, which actually does say ought to. And ought to is still a little kinder to us than must. But it's still a hard word, right? So, after that, and since then, I've been pouring through other scriptures to see what they say and hopefully soften this up a little bit for us. Here's what I came up with. Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. So that made this a little easier, right? We have Jesus with us, and he's taken the burden of the load. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine being Jesus. Yay. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. All right, that last part's still a little hard, you know, staying with Jesus all the time. You know, I confess I don't or didn't do that a lot. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. That's a really good example of what Jesus does and how we should follow him. 1 Peter 2:21, to this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. And here's what he said, Peter went on to say, he committed no sin and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judged justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live forever in righteousness. Amen. By his wounds you have been healed.
Wow.
For you were like sheep going astray. Sheep are so stupid. But now you've returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Amen to that. And then 1 John 3:24, a little bit later after this one. The one who keeps God's commands lives in him and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the spirit he gave us. And this is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. So, how are we like Jesus? 1 John 1:7, at the beginning of this book. But if we walk in the light, as he in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Ooh. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. It's this, right? If you have a chance, put your finger to Psalm 85. Just read that, okay? I'm not going to read it because it's big and long and there's a lot of stuff in there. But 1 Corinthians chapter 10, there's Paul speaking. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Here we back to walking like Jesus walked. Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jew, Greek, or church of God. Even as I try to please everyone in every way, for I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many, that they may be served. Follow my example, Paul says, as I follow the example of Christ. This is followed by instruction from Paul about proper worship and the Lord's Supper, and he ends with this statement. So then, my brothers and sisters, whenever you gather to eat, you should all eat together. Anyone who is hungry should eat something at home, so that when you meet together, it may not result in judgment. So this morning, as we gather together to eat this meal, let us walk as Jesus walked. Not because, I don't know, it sounds like a good idea, or because somebody's making you, but because you want to, because you ought to. Follow God's example, Ephesians chapter 5. Therefore, dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love. Just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. Join me in this meal as we celebrate that.